Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, hello.
This is Marta Kyle.
And Tara Wolfington.
And we are back for your Thursday Here I Am, Lord program.
So happy to be with you.
Yes, we're so excited because today is the day that we celebrate Our Lady of Mount Carmel, right?
It's a fabulous, wonderful
day. It's a fabulous, wonderful day. The brown scapular, sometimes in after some masses, our church didn't do it personally, but they'll do an enthronement
yes.
to the brown scapular.
I did not have it this morning either.
Yeah. I was wondering if I didn't have it because I went to a really early, I was at the 6:30 a.m.
Yeah,
mass, so I think they try and push you out for people who have to work. But we hope you're enjoying this beautiful hot day. It's supposed to be good and rainy this weekend. And we went outside and said some prayers because the air is the air.
The fires from Canada are pushing some
yes
particles into our air. Mm-hmm. So we're on a warning.
It's on, yeah, the
air
the
quality.
Air quality, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So if you go outside and you're not feeling good, go back in.
Go back inside
that's
and listen
why.
To us on the radio.
Listen to the radio.
Not outside, but inside.
Yeah. It's those little particles. They said they can really get into your lungs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not like breathing smoke from a fire, which can also damage, but this, they said, is.
Yes. It's because it's
serious.
Being blown. And,
mm-hmm. So if you have any lung problems.
Yeah.
It's till 4:30, I think, today.
Right.
And then check. That might have made it longer.
Right. So be careful if you're walking your dog or you're outside doing your garden or just be aware.
But this morning there was even the haze in front of the sun.
It was unbelievable, actually. Yeah. The sun this morning was really cool.
It made it appear super orange.
Yes. Wendy sent a picture and it's so funny. Because I had taken a picture myself. I was captivated by it. I was like, look at the sun. It's a different color. It was very.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very cool.
It was in a fog.
Yes. It was very neat.
Yeah.
So no matter where you are, if you're on the beach or at the Jersey Shore or cooking dinner, we are happy that you have joined in to listen to us. Or if you join in later, thank you for tuning in today. We have a great show. We're going to talk about some of the history behind the brown scapular.
Yes.
And then we're going to finish our series on the Ten Commandments. We'll wrap up Commandments 9 and 10.
Get to the root of the problems.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk all about coveting. Coveting some, you know, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. And do not covet anybody else's goods.
Right.
So we can open with a little prayer. We looked up a prayer. It's centuries old, and it's never been known to fail, and it's imploring Our Lady of Mount Carmel's intercession for us on all of our behalfs. So think of what your special intentions are, and we'll open with this prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
O beautiful flower of Carmel, most fruitful vine, splendor of heaven, holy and singular, who brought forth the Son of God, still ever remaining a pure virgin, assist me in this necessity. O star, help and show me that thou art my mother. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
Mother and ornament of Carmel,
pray for us.
Virgin, flower of Carmel,
pray for us.
Patroness of all who wear the scapular,
pray for us.
Hope of all who die wearing the scapular,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph, friend of the Sacred Heart,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph, chaste spouse of Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph, our patron,
pray for us.
O sweetheart of Mary, be our salvation. Amen.
Amen. It's a beautiful
amen
prayer.
Amen and amen. That is a beautiful prayer.
Yeah.
So thank you to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And tradition, I'm sure most of you know that it dates back. Well, some say it dates way, way back, right? To the beginning of...
To the crucifixion time.
To the crucifixion time. But mm-hmm. we're going to focus on St. Simon Stock.
Right.
And there's a lot of promises that come with this devotion to the brown scapular. It's a very important devotion. And the Carmelite order traces its roots back to a community of hermits living on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land, mm-hmm. Somewhere around the late 12th century. And Mount Carmel, it's actually a mountain range. And that's actually where the prophet Elijah confronted 850 prophets of Baal.
Yes.
And he challenged them to he challenged the pagan
test,
prophets.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, he put them to the test. Trial by fire to prove that Yahweh is the one true God.
Right.
Yes. So after the false prophets failed, Elijah's water-soaked altar was miraculously consumed by fire from heaven.
Right.
So I actually love that story. That was neat. And I always like to know whenever...
That was kind of what it was. We'll all put up our altars. And
yes.
And whoever's altar is consumed mm-hmm. is the true God.
Yeah. And then so he put his challenge even further to the test by pouring water all over his altar before... most likely your wood wouldn't light because it was all wet, right?
Right.
But he was so confident and he wanted to make his point known that there is only one true God, the God of Israel.
Right.
And at the end, he won and they succeeded. They seceded there.
They said, you have mm-hmm. the one true God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So amen to that.
So it's a holy mountain.
It's a holy mountain range.
In
yep.
the holy land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Elijah. Mm-hmm. And then there's even some stories about Elisha on that mountain range.
Right.
So anyway, I always like to remind myself what happened on these mountain ranges when these hermits built a chapel dedicated to Our Lady on this mountain range.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they were later challenged. They had to move off of it. But anyway, these hermits always call themselves Brothers of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So, the tradition holds that on July 16th, 1251, Mary appeared to St. Simon Stock at Aylesford in England, holding the brown habit of the Carmelite order. Mm-hmm. And she showed them the scapular and said, "This shall be the privilege for you. And for all the Carmelites, whoever dies clothed in this habit shall be saved." So that's a huge promise. That's an enormous promise. And it's been handed down, I guess, to the lay people as well, outside of the Carmelite order, because we all have this devotion.
Yeah.
And if you're enrolled in it. Yeah. There are some, stipulations to this dedication to the scapular.
Yes. You can't just put it on.
You can't just put it on.
On your deathbed and, mm-hmm. wow. We can't say what you can and can't do, but tradition holds.
Yes. That you need to be enrolled.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that there are spiritual favors and graces that will be extended to those who wear her scapular devoutly. There are some protections from the fires of hell.
Right.
It's said that Our Lady will descend into purgatory and take you up to heaven. Anyone who has true devotion to this will take you on the first Saturday after
right.
you die. To heaven.
Saturday is Our Lady's Day.
Yes, because Saturday is Our Lady's Day. Preservation from the eternal damnation at the hour of death.
Which we pray for in the Hail Mary.
Yes, now and at the hour of our death.
So, because I think at the hour of death, obviously something happens. We don't know because we're not there. But
yeah, they say there's a battle for your soul.
Yeah, there's a battle for your soul. And then the Hail Mary you say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
pray for me
final
now,
perseverance, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The grace of final repentance and perseverance in God's grace. Mm-hmm. That's really important. So if you think about these, in actuality, they're extremely important. They're extremely powerful. And Our Lady is our mother, and she has gifted us with so many opportunities
for protection
at the hour of our death and strength, because she knows
right
more than we know. She really knows what it's all about.
That we're weak.
Yeah.
And sheep.
Mm-hmm. Bah.
Bad.
Yeah, and it offers special protection during times of temptation and spiritual danger.
Okay, that's the Ten Commandments.
Yes, which we're going to talk about today. Things always link
in.
Up.
Yeah.
Here we go. An assurance of salvation and being shielded against all adversity, right?
Mm-hmm.
A pledge of Mary's peace and maternal protection throughout life. That's a beautiful promise.
Amen.
Mary's personal assistance and guidance in all spiritual and earthly needs.
That's huge.
There are so many of those. Yes. Yeah. Especially in this day and in this age. Mm-hmm. It's extreme. Powerful defense against the snares of the evil spirit.
Wow.
The grace of true contrition and forgiveness of sins again before death. Mm-hmm. And you'll receive Mary's immediate assistance and presence at the hour of death. Again, we talked about that. That's the Hail Mary, mm-hmm. right? Consolation and assistance from Our Lady in purgatory. Swift release from purgatory, particularly on the Saturday after death. And that's known as the Sabbatine privilege.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are fabulous promises. Another one that relates to the gospel today is comfort and strength in bearing life's crosses and sufferings. Aren't we all full of crosses and sufferings and we're supposed to carry them? Kathleen
always
says.
Don't we all want comfort?
Yes. Don't drag them now, right? Kathleen always tells us, pick them up and carry it. And funny enough, that relates to the gospel today too.
It does.
Yeah. Because Jesus assures us, yeah, that the, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
Yes.
And that's what we hear in today's gospel. So again, he offers, it always amazes me how much help and assistance heaven offers us. It's, if you actually exercised all the help and assistance, it's almost unbelievable.
Yes.
To think of how much help and assistance we need.
How much love there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so many promises. There's promises associated with the miraculous medal. There's promises that are associated, obviously, with the scapular. There's promises that are associated
with the rosary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With mm-hmm. the precious blood, with the Divine Mercy chaplet. Mm-hmm. So being a daily communicant, staying right. close to the sacraments, there's so many promises. That's how much he wants to save us. Right. And obviously, we're
there's
always
an
taught.
Opportunity at every turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you only exercised one devotion, that would be an extreme help.
In life.
Yeah, an extreme yeah. assistance. Mm-hmm. So if you exercise them all, mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, you're probably never totally safe from, because we always fall, and his graces are new every day. That's what he promises us,
yes.
that his graces are new every day. So participation in all the spiritual merits and good works of the Carmelite order. And this scapular stands as a tangible sign and reminder of Mary's continuous motherly love. So she is always mother. Kathleen always tells us also that she's more queen, that she's more mother than queen. And we have a beautiful faith and we have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
So even though in this day and this age, there's a lot that comes against us and there's a lot of trials and a lot of tribulations and a lot of hardships and we have to pick up our crosses and carry them, Jesus always reassures us that he's with us all the time. He
right.
gives us more than ample help to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just exercise on our part, these beautiful gifts he offers us, we're going to be in good shape. We'll be like strong muscles.
And for Zach,
Popeye.
If Zach is listening, if you kiss the scapular,
yeah,
you get partial planetary indulgence.
How about that?
How about that, Zach?
How about that, Zach?
Always looking for those.
Yeah. So that is the brown scapular.
Today, Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yes, it's beautiful. And last but not least, they ask us to let you know it's not a lucky charm. It's not something that you can just put on and then without the devotions and exercising the
right.
yeah, the faith
right.
That it's just automatically going to save you, right?
So you have to be enrolled.
Yeah.
And have the first one blessed. But after that, you don't have to keep blessing them.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there we go.
And once you get in the habit, it's not, when you first start.
It's a little awkward.
It's awkward.
Because it's long.
One piece should be in the back and one piece should be in the front.
In the front. And it should be brown wool.
Mm-hmm.
And, but once you're in the habit of it, you don't even realize it's on. But in the beginning, sometimes, I don't know, when I sleep with mine,
yeah.
I feel like it gets all tangled up or tangles in your necklace or whatnot.
Yeah. But for the most part, once you get used to it, it's not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Think
great.
About what some of the saints used to wear.
I know.
Woo.
A hair shirt.
Yeah. And Cabrini. At the college, when you would go, they had the room of all her relics.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a lot of self-inflicted uncomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we learned in Medjugorje. You're supposed to be a little uncomfortable. So the scapular is nothing in compared to what these the saints
did.
Yeah, endured.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's beautiful. Now we're going to move into our little series on the Ten Commandments.
Right. We're wrapping it up.
We are wrapping it up.
We didn't go straight through, as you know. We had some shows in between that broke it up, but
absolutely.
We'll finish with 9 and 10 together.
Yes.
Because they have a common word.
Yes, which is?
Covet.
Covet. Thou shalt not covet. Yes.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church, following an ancient division that goes back to St. Augustine, it's that single verse separated into two commandments. The 9th is you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and the 10th is you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. And these two commandments, one word, like you said.
Right. Covet.
Covet. So, what is it to covet? To find the definition of covet, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something that we necessarily want. It's not just a desire. It's something much more narrow.
Right.
And these are commandments that speak to what's going on in the heart more than what's physical. Like we met in the other commandments, that shall not kill, that shall not steal, those are the acts.
Right.
But these commandments are born in the heart.
Where the acts start.
And where the acts start, in your heart and in your mind. So.
So that's kind of why you wrap up with them.
Yeah.
Because they're really the root that, you know.
Yeah.
Blooms into those trees of all the other things.
And these are commandments that are easy to break without us necessarily being able to see ourselves in breaking them. Because you kind of make excuses for yourself. You might think in innocence, oh, I'm just scrolling Facebook. I'm just scrolling LinkedIn. Oh, I'm just connecting with people. This is one example of where the root of these begin in your heart and your mind. I say it could even start on TV shows. When you watch these shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor, it starts in the mind and in the heart, and you start to envy or you start to wish you had what these other people had.
Yes.
And it's usually a false narrative that you're looking at. What you're looking at on these reality TV shows, or you're looking at on the Facebook or the whatever, any kind of social media. Yeah, you start comparing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you want what they have.
Yeah.
We talked about that in one of the commandments, how you fantasize.
Yes.
It's not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and advertisers do it, and the woman looks beautiful, and her skin is clear.
Yes.
And airbrushed all the spots off her body, and, you know, or the good-looking guys on the, they used to be jean commercials. And you know, that it's advertising really, really sets it off.
Exactly.
In today's day and age.
Yes.
You know, and so does Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
People polish up their life, and they polish up the pictures, and and you scroll, and you say, oh,
I wish I had that, or I wish my family looked like that. I wish I went that on vacation.
Yeah.
That looks like a great vacation.
But you really don't know
what's going on underneath.
Right. Or how that family got to be that way, if they really are Facebook happy. If they really are as happy as they appear on Facebook, that means they worked hard. And, and trying to nudge your nose in and take that from someone is being where you don't belong. And they worked hard at that. So. It's disordered. It's a disordered desire to take something that doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And start to envy it. And then it grows, right? It grows in the darkness. It grows this little life.
Yes.
The next thing you know.
It grows in the mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember a story being shared that there was a man who was on Facebook, and he encountered an old girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the story was shared?
Right.
And he thought in innocence, oh, that's fun. I'll just reach out to her. I'm traveling for business to where she lives. Maybe we can get together and reconnect, have lunch, something along those lines.
Right.
And so in innocence, right, and in the guise of friendship, haven't seen you in a long time, let's get together. They have a lunch. Oh, that was fun. Maybe we'll have another lunch. And next thing you know, it led to the breakup of his own family. It led to an affair.
Right.
And it started.
Telephone after lunch, and then next time in town, we'll go to lunch.
Yeah. Yes. And then next thing you know, boom.
But it's all playing in the mind. The root is in the mind to say, I would have a better experience if my life, you know.
Yes. If I was understood, if I was loved properly, if my love life was better, if whatever. Whatever you want to
misbehave.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If
fill in the blank.
Exactly.
Fill in the blank, whatever your disappointment is in your own mind that you think you're going to, you know, you fantasize that this other, the grass on the other side will make everything all better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. But you don't have the connection and everything that you worked for. That,
yeah.
That makes those things become what looks like the greener grass.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in our society today, we excuse ourselves so easily, don't we?
From coveting.
Mm-hmm. We excuse ourselves so easily even from breaking any of the commandments. It's kind of like, this is what I feel and this is my truth. Therefore, it's okay for me to behave this way. Therefore, it's okay. And we've really gotten away from the truth.
Right.
And it's
this
become
my life.
My truth. My life.
Body.
Yeah. My body, yeah. My choice, my life.
Right.
My happiness. My, right? Mm-hmm. You can hear it in all those statements.
Right. And we talked about really the happiness comes when in marriage, when two become one. Mm-hmm. You have to remember that whatever happens to one happens to you.
Yeah.
So one example we had is if someone becomes addicted to something, just an easy example, and they have to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
The statistics are very high that if the other spouse doesn't also drop it, the spouse can't stay, you know, the one who has to stay in the sobriety from that really can't do it. I mean, it's high. It's like 75 or 80%.
Yeah.
That the marriage won't make it. But if the two are one and you say, well, if you have to drop, then I'll drop with, you know, you jump, I jump.
Yeah.
Then that becomes a real fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. And a real point of bonding and commitment and real something rooted in depth instead of just like what I want, what makes me happy, what I feel.
Right. Not just because you have to.
Right.
Doesn't mean I have to. But when you think of two or one.
Mm-hmm. Making that commitment.
Right. You hurt, I hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't be individual, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have that purity of heart.
Absolutely.
And purity of desire to really take the other person into consideration.
Yeah. And walk the extra mile. We talked about that one show, walking the second mile with the person. It's one thing to walk the first mile with them.
Right.
And it's a whole nother bag of beans to walk the second mile with that person.
Right.
And that's what the Lord calls us to do.
Then you got to walk 2 miles back.
Yeah. The narrow path. Taking that narrow path is something that is not easy. And most people take the wide path, which is the path to
destruction.
Perdition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because that even relates back to the gospel, because in all the examples that we just gave, you kind of lose your way. You stray. You have to do thought-stopping techniques, right?
Yes.
We talked about that too. And so instead of stopping those thoughts, closing the door to them, and re-entering into a door that's focused on Christ, focused on your faith, something that's grounded and rooted
on
your commitment, you can get lost and it can carry you away pretty fast. It's a tide that can take you away real quick.
Yeah.
And
you can't entertain the thought.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's important. And it's important to recognize when you are entertaining the thought, right? So if you find yourself innocently, they say before breakfast, scanning through your Facebook or watching these commercials and wishing, I really want to go on that Apple vacation, you know? You have to be conscious of your thoughts.
Of not coveting.
Yeah.
Grabbing that thought.
Yes, and
right.
Redirecting it. Yes.
We take the thoughts captive to obey Christ.
Yes.
So that's an exercise.
That is an absolute exercise. It's a
spiritual exercise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not being a prude or being, it's nothing like that. It's more pure love, right? It's more purity of your heart. You're never going to have the absence of temptation. We talked about that.
Yeah, right.
To ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Amongst ourselves, yep.
Temptation will be there. And in any, whether you're a teenager, whether you're a married person, just because you're married doesn't mean your eyes will never find another person appealing.
Yeah, right.
But the minute they do,
yeah. You know, you have to capture that thought.
Capture that thought and don't let it stick around.
Yes. So there was a funny story someone shared with us once, and I won't name names, but this person was on the road a lot, and they traveled, and they were on the road, and the temptations could be strong. And he was saying one way to capture his thoughts, and in the beginning, right, before he was able to get back to his room to get to the Bible or say a rosary or something, he used to see it say, I'll say a beautiful woman, right?
Yeah.
And then he would tell himself, think about the fact that she has like really bad breath. She has really bad breath. She has really bad breath. Or think about the fact that like her feet stink. Her feet stink. Go through this whole exercise to retrain his mind that when he's not in a mean way, but just in a way to
that
stop
what you're
himself.
Seeing is what, not
what you're
might
saying.
Get either.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Think of anything to stop the thought and stay, you know,
right,
focused on your own family, your own wife, your own, and just do anything in that moment until you have a quiet moment with the Lord to
redirect your attention.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that even with the little kids, with the little grandchildren, you know.
Yes.
They're throwing a fit. They're over here. I want the toy. I want the, you know, and then I figured out with my youngest granddaughter, I just say, look at that.
You know, right?
Like, squirrel. And it works. Then her head turns and she's right there.
Yep.
Off it. Forgot about it.
Forgot. Yep.
Toy out of her mind.
So it is amazing the power of the mind and the power of thought.
Imagination
and attention.
Where do you put it?
Yeah. And it's that whole story of what wolf are you going to feed, right?
Right. You can
apply that there.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to feed?
Right.
The good wolf or the...
Which one wins?
Yeah.
Whichever one you feed.
Whichever one you feed. And it's so true.
Yeah.
So these are all... These are commandments, and we say it every week, that don't seem... You would easily be able to say to yourself, well, I never went out and had an affair, or I never... coveted my neighbor's goods, but it's so easy to do. You could be sitting in church and be like, oh, that lady's hair is so nice. Look at it. It's nice and thick. You could say anything.
Right.
I love her dress. Or
where'd she get that bow?
Yeah. It could be anything. Or the children are well behaved and you think, oh, I wish my kids behaved like that. Or
right.
I wish my husband would be so nice to the kids like that. Or whatever you want to think, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
He must be a really good disciplinarian.
Yeah. Or if you see a couple that is living an ordered lifestyle, you can sit there and say, oh, I wish I had that. Ours is so disordered. Ours is so dysfunctional. Or my this is not that. Or
right.
So it's interesting how easy it is to let your mind float.
To an emotional entanglement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something as little as that in church or even.
Yes. And then it could be big as.
You know, I just called you out of the blue to say hi because I saw you walking down the street and.
Yeah. Or sending a friend request, right? Haven't seen you since college. Here's a little friend request. Oh, that's innocent. It's been so long, right? I know also another example is reunions, college reunions, high school reunions. They can be a little tricky to navigate. Because if you run into like your first love, an old love, I've heard a lot of stories where people fall while at a reunion.
Well, because you are human, right?
Well, and you think back to when it was fun, when you were young, and what
you
loved, and your favorite song,
and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
take that thought captive.
Yes, exactly.
So, and if you look at that other person in the light of genuine love, you wouldn't go there in your mind. You would tell yourself right away, take that thought captive. That was then. This is now. I have a beautiful wife and a family. And
and that
she
person
probably has smelly
wife.
Feet.
Yeah, and bad breath.
Anything you need to
whatever
redirect
you
mind.
Have to do to keep yourself pure. Yeah. And if it's that in the second, in the moment, just to make yourself say, oh, just to rewire your brain, then so be it, right?
Exactly.
A little cold water on the face, whatever it is.
That's what it's all about, the root of the covet.
Yes.
Get to the root. Cut
yeah.
it out before it becomes a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my right. goodness. Well, we're at the half hour
break.
Mark. We're going to take
on
a break.
Note.
Yeah.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. I am Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
And we are happy to be here with you on this hot July day. And it is, just as a quick recap, we were discussing that today is Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yes.
And the devotion to the brown scapular. And there's so much information online if you want to look into how to enroll yourself in that devotion. Any priest would be able to enroll you in the devotion, say a prayer over you.
Right. Bless your scapular.
Bless your scapular. And then once your scapular is blessed, you're good to go.
Good to go. You don't have to bless them from then on.
Yep. And then we reviewed some of the promises associated with the scapular, mostly that Our Lady will intercede for you at the hour of death. Right. She will help you. If you're in purgatory, she'll come down and take you to heaven on the first Saturday after you die, mm-hmm. as long as your devotion is sincere, right?
Yeah, you have to.
And you follow the, yeah.
Yes.
And we were saying how the church provides us with so many helps, so many lifelines, and so there's so much richness to our faith that if you practice all these devotions, I mean, you got a life jacket on, man. That is a real life jacket.
You do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you should not sink. The church makes it, if you were to exercise all the beauty that the church offers us, it would almost be impossible to sink.
Right.
Yeah. You'd be like a buoy.
And that pushed us right into the end of the Ten Commandments.
Which is our series today.
Mm-hmm. There to keep you from sinking.
Yep. Absolutely. And they're there for our freedom, right? So that we can live true freedom and true happiness. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to Tara before the show, it always reminds me, I think it's Psalm 139. It's 135 or 139. Lord, you search me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. And
yes.
I love meditating on that. That one is a favorite. And created me a clean heart, O Lord, and a steadfast spirit placed within me. And if you meditate on those two psalms, they play very nicely into these last two commandments, which are
Don't covet.
Right? And we were saying
your neighbor's wife.
Yep. Or your neighbor's goods.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we were just talking about different stories, practical ways that when these things happen, because we are bombarded in today's society and in today's life. On the daily, I don't know how many times on the daily we're bombarded with this stuff, but it's a lot. It's a lot through advertising, through songs on the radio, depending on what you listen to,
TV shows.
The video games. I mean, it's unbelievable how much.
Now Facebook knows what you want.
Yes.
Siri listens to you.
Yes.
So you'll find that if you see a pair of sneakers or something and you're like, I need sneakers. Let me just look how much these are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
15. If you go into Facebook, boom, 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 you'll be bombarded with sneaker commercials.
Yes, it's so true. Yeah. Yep. Or if you search.
We saw you wanted something, we are going to push it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these commandments span you. And we were saying it's easy to fool yourself. We can't see ourselves. And it's easy to let your imagination drift. And you can run with that tide pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of thought-stopping techniques that would be helpful to keep us true to these commandments. And as funny as they are, some of them are funny. Like we were saying, we knew a gentleman who was on the road a lot, and every time he saw a beautiful woman, he would think about what, you know, horrible breath she had. Oh, look at that. We have Frank. I love when Frank calls. Hold on, Frank. Here we come.
That's you. All you.
Frank? Can you hear me?
Sounds like you had it right the first time.
Let me see. Frank?
I'm here.
There you are.
Hi, Frank.
Ladies, you're not going to believe this. He's ready?
Yes.
Like one of those things, it was meant to be postponed. I'm calling for a prayer request for a certain priest.
Okay.
I don't know who he is, but he's good friends with Nick Campione, Captain Lou Campione.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be yesterday at Jefferson, Jersey, but they made it today. The beginning of your show was what? The brown scapular, what you call it? Mount Carmel?
Yeah.
The brown scapular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guess what the priest's name is?
Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Is it close?
Father Carmel.
Father Carmel. Oh, that would make sense. Yeah.
The last name Lou told me like 10 times. I think Palomadano. Father Carmel Palomadano. Father, I'm sorry. I know I'm saying it wrong. Lou told me a million times, at least 10, and I kept getting it wrong.
Yeah.
And Father Carmel Palomadano in Jefferson, Jersey.
In Jefferson, Jersey. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's beautiful if you think about that, Frank, because he's named after Our Lady of Carmel, right? And there's so many promises that she promises us
to take care of you.
That's what I'm saying. It was supposed to be yesterday. For some reason, it was postponed until today.
Yeah, wow. That's so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that the goodness of God?
Yeah.
If I was here, I would have been nervous. Oh, why did we today?
Right?
Well, it meant to be.
It was absolutely meant to be. It was blessed, and I'm sure the doctor's hands will pray that the doctor's hands are blessed and guided by our Lord and Our Lady of Mount Carmel on this special feast day. Well, it's actually not a feast day. It's a day that we honor Our Lady of Mount Carmel, but at least the church today, they told me it's not an actual feast
day. Is it bad luck if you lose, I always pronounce it wrong, scapula? Is that what you say?
Yeah, scapular. Uh-huh.
My father wore them all the time, like the 70s, throughout the 80s. When I was a cop in the 90s, I wore one.
Yeah.
I forget how long, not even a week. I came home from work, took my uniform off, my vest off. Mm-hmm. It wasn't there. I don't know what happened to it.
Well, that could be a blessing too, you know. Maybe it was you were blessing somebody else with your scapular there.
That's what some priest told me.
Yeah.
I said, well, I was wearing it for my seat.
Yeah. But once you're enrolled and once you wear one, you can just go get another one and put it on.
Right.
Endlessly. You don't have to be blessed once. Yeah.
I forget why. I had a hard time. It was always sticking to me because under my body armor, the vest and stuff, it was always sticking to me and stuff.
Yeah,
we said that. We were saying they're a little complicated because they're long and they can get tangled up and they get stuck on everything. Yeah.
But once you get used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hardly know it's there.
Well worth the effort, though. It's better than a hair shirt, right, Frank?
100%. Yes, I know. It's like, I was an altar boy, and I used to love it because I always wanted to be an altar boy, but I didn't know there were daily masses. Oh, this is cool.
Yes.
I never did a daily mass. I was older, but I never even had them.
Yeah. You had to get up super early back then. I think daily mass was at like 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, 6:30. Well, we had
four of them. It was, what's the first one? 6:30, 7:15, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock.
Wow. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's called no excuse.
Yeah, that is called no excuse. Well,
when
today.
I became an altar boy, guess what gift my mom gave me?
What?
Alarm clock.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that was very appropriate. That's a very appropriate gift.
You want to be older boy sometimes, get buzzed. I don't care, Mom. It's okay.
Yeah. You got to wake up on time and get to church.
But guess when it paid off? During the school year, if you had 9 o'clock mass, you had to leave early because you got to go serve mass.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Any excuse to miss school, right?
Yeah.
That was always my...
We're coming late, serving 8 o'clock, maybe coming late, you know, we got to do mass and stuff, whatever, but it's great. But ladies...
I love that.
I love this whole station. Kathy McCarthy Station, I love it all.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you so much for having Father.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel,
yeah.
Yes, it was Father Carmel.
Father Carmel.
Whatever, same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Water, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your program. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I would like that.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Frank. That was a very inspirational story, and that is the hand of God at work. That's awesome. Here, his name is Father Carmel, right? Carmel.
Yeah. And they pushed him.
And they pushed him. Yep.
It's like when you had your surgery.
Yeah.
Just to jump really far off topic.
Yeah.
They pushed you 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days, yes.
And the day of the surgery, which I was in the hospital with her, so I was squawking, what are you pushing it for? And it turns out the last day, the guy who invented the procedure was there and actually saved you from
That is the hand of God.
A much more invasive surgery.
Yeah.
So I was screaming, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? And here the Lord knew, because the good doctor will be there in 3 days. But
You know, just quiet yourself down there, sister. I know what I'm doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love stories like that. I will hold that one in my heart, and we will pray for Father Carmel Palomadano or something. Palomadano.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for and the Blessed Mother for watching over him.
Yes. Sacred
Heart
of Jesus.
Bless the hospital, all the doctors, all the nurses, all the machines that will test, all the instruments that will operate, the recovery.
Yep. No infections. Everything runs smoothly, clean, clear, and a speedy recovery.
With no anxiety.
Yep. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Surgeries can be really anxiety producing.
They can.
Yeah. Talk about thoughts. Stopping the thoughts and letting your mind roll.
Yeah.
You can get yourself so nervous.
That's the other thing we talked about on the way in here.
What's that?
My little granddaughter, the one that's squirrel.
Yeah.
Every time she hears an ambulance siren or a fire.
Oh, right. Yes. We talked about that.
She's four.
Yes.
Stop. And like, I'll forget. I do it a lot of times, but I'll forget. And she'll say, Mimi. I'll say, what? She'll be like, siren.
Yes.
And she says the Hail Mary.
Yep.
And then she blesses the doctors and the nurses and the person in the ambulance and the anxiety and the machines. And then she goes through the whole list.
Say that. You taught her a beautiful, beautiful.
And if everyone did that you passed in the ambulance, see how many cars you pass.
Yes.
You would have a lot of
prayer. Would have a lot of prayer said for you.
And then if you were ever in the ambulance.
You would hope that favor would be returned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those graces would come full circle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that could bring you into name it.
Yeah. We talked about that too. We talk about so many things. You would not even believe how many things these shows produce. We cover a lot of topics.
Well, they say these are the two roots. These are the roots of breaking the commandments, which is why they're the last two.
Right.
Because you really have to think about the fact that everything starts in your mind, moves to your heart,
and everything grows from the root. Think about the tree. You know, it starts with the little roots.
Right.
And then it grows up into
the... So you have to capture the thought, shut down the heart. But if you can name it when you're comparing yourself or you really covet something, you know, a product, number 10, is a... you know, a place, or their house, or their job, or their salary, or their, you know, you should say, bless it.
Right.
Don't curse it, bless it. I'm so happy. And sometimes even if you start lighthearted because you're really not happy and you're trying to break
and
it,
you're
it
trying
does
to break
turn
it.
Into sincere. A habit of happiness. Mm-hmm. It will turn, fake it until you make it, is
yes.
what they say, right?
Exactly.
So if every time you see someone in that Mercedes-Benz that you've wanted since you were 16, you say, I'm so happy that the Lord blessed them with that because I would really enjoy it. I am so happy for them.
Exactly.
Eventually, it would be a real feeling in your heart.
Yeah. And then you stop comparing yourself to, oh, I wish I had that. Oh, I'll never get that. Oh, you got to really hear your thoughts.
And name them.
And name
them.
Oh,
I'm coveting. Let me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or, oh, I think that's better. That's going to make me happier.
Right.
You know.
I mean, coveting, if you really started to covet something, then it does lead, like we were saying, to the action of the other commandments, stealing, committing adultery, murder. If the coveting grows that deep and that out of control and you get swept away in it, it will lead to the action.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you
got to. That's why they're the commandments.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And coveting often, like you said, thrives in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find you have an issue with it, don't look at your computer by yourself in the early morning, late night hours. Don't
institute a different habit. So if you're sitting there having your morning coffee and you're always scrolling through your phone and that's an occasion of sin for you, pull out a prayer book, pull out your Magnificat, pull out a Bible. Just replace that with a positive, rightly ordered habit.
Exactly.
Desire rightly. So instead of coveting, you start putting your mind where it belongs, which is in rightly desired things. And that will lead to a lot of freedom, a lot of happiness.
Because in your own mind, you can pretend that you
don't notice.
You can pretend you don't notice what it is. So instead of naming what it is, because you have to name it to address it.
You can also pretend it's innocent. It's no big deal. I don't know these people. I don't. You can make a million excuses to cover up your bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. They did it to me first.
Yeah. They friended me. They sent me the friend request. I didn't send them the friend request. Well, you accepted it.
Right.
And you engaged in the conversation and you invited the lunch and, right? So.
Yeah. Everybody has a word that's a little pet peeve to them. Mine is deserve.
Right.
I deserve that. She deserves that. It deserves that. I'm always
well,
like,
that's
deserve.
Something that is disordered in today's society because that's what Even our young kids are taught, you deserve better. You deserve a better life. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be free. You shouldn't have to suffer. You shouldn't have to sacrifice. You shouldn't have to, right? And that's so easy to believe. You're like, yeah, yeah. Why should I have to sacrifice?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Even down to sports, we were saying now everybody gets a ribbon or no one's going to have prizes at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. We got to get back to the real deal.
Right.
Little discipline.
Discipline.
Little self-discipline.
So name it. Don't compare. Right?
Yes.
Know that envy is not a natural observation, right? Name it honestly. Remember that it thrives in the dark.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then gratitude, even keeping a gratitude journal, being thankful for what you have. Again, replacing those thoughts. Like we said, in the beginning, it can be humorous. It can be something that's fun or funny to you, easy to do. But at the end of the day, if you just start replacing the habits, read the Bible, start a gratitude journal, only look for the good, right? You can train yourself up.
Yeah, the prayer journal and the gratitude same can be the same journal.
Mm-hmm.
I was once told by a priest to start that exercise and write in the back of the journal the things that you're praying for. You can write all your prayers and everything that you put in the front, but in the back, just tick off, Father's having surgery today. Because we pray and pray, and then we go away and we forget.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, even if it's a year later, come back and look at your list. And
you'll see how much you've
grown,
praise
the Lord.
Right?
No, you'll see how much was given to you.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Which mm-hmm. becomes your gratitude.
Right.
You say, I prayed for Father, and look.
And
he was so healed. I prayed for my friend with cancer, and look, But you'll see all that you prayed that your child got in the right school or met a spouse or whatever you prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
The list is wide and varied. When you go back over time, set a time for yourself every month, every 6 months, every year, I'm going to go back and look. You're going to be a little surprised at just how much God is paying attention and how the prayers were answered correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very eye-opening.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So if you have... habit, I'm going to get back into that habit.
I know, because it is true. You have these habits, and then you kind of roll away from them, or life changes, or...
Right.
You move, or whatever happens. You get a new job.
You find a new habit.
You find a new habit. Exactly. I hate it when that happens.
It could be a good habit.
Yeah, it could be a good habit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Well, before we go into the gospel, should we do the...
The announcements?
Announcement.
Yes.
Mint one. I think there's one.
Mm-hmm. So we all have to save the date for the 15th annual In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament. It will be on October 12th at Old York Road Country Club in Ambler, PA. This is a beautiful day. If you need additional information, you can contact Maureen at 610-527-2906. Or www.inhissign.com for further details. But it is the 15th annual. It's so much fun.
It's
There's only
great.
Two fundraisers a year, and this is the major one, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
There's many sponsorship opportunities. Kathleen had listed them on Tuesday, but I'm sure they're listed on the website as well. I know you can be like a beverage card sponsor, you can be a gold
sponsor,
you can sponsor a whole sponsor priests.
Right.
You could donate baskets. And if you don't play golf, you're still invited to join for the dinner.
You can just come for dinner. But mm-hmm. if you're not a great golfer, you know, that's okay too. We always
play
come.
With us.
we just
go out
for
there.
The fun.
Yeah. But it's that kind of tournament. Yeah, you can go for the fun and the laughs, though, because there'll be plenty of mulligans to be bought.
Yes.
And it's a better ball scramble anyway.
Yes.
So even if you're the best of golfers or the worst of golfers, it's all about the community, the camaraderie, meeting the hosts of the show, spending time with Kathleen.
There's auction,
little auction,
little raffle ticket.
And she provides a beautiful lunch, a beautiful dinner. So it's an awesome day.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful, fun day.
Yeah.
She always happens to get beautiful weather.
She does.
Yeah.
The Lord has blessed this day.
It's October. It's usually cool. Think about that on this hot day.
Mm-hmm.
Being outside in a nice cool breeze.
Yeah.
Mid-70s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
And the fall foliage is out and the color is all over the golf course. It's really, it's just a fun, beautiful day.
It is.
And there's
beautiful
prizes and baskets and
yeah.
You cannot
come
miss October 12th. It's an awesome, awesome day.
It's very fun.
Community.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie. It's all good.
It's all fun.
Yep.
And support the radio.
Yeah. You can do a little putting contest. They have so many fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah. The length of the arm for the raffle tickets, the length of your arm, and then for like some great raffle prizes.
So everyone gets my son.
Yeah, exactly, because Stephen has these long ones. He said,
I want
just
her
stay
son's
there.
Arm.
Exactly.
I said, why don't you just rip off 10 the length of his arm and then, he
and
can
then
go
you'll
away
know.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, this hour goes so fast.
I know.
We're coming down to the wire. It really flies. Holy yeah. cow. So we always like to read the gospel. So today we are reading a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, dear Lord.
Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The gospel of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful gospel. It ties in so beautifully to today's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, once again, he's reminding us that we're not in this alone. He's going to walk with us hand in hand, side by side. He tells us to he will yoke us up, right? Walk with us.
That's a beautiful visual.
Yeah.
Because the yoke is the two oxen together.
Mm-hmm.
So they really pull the plow together.
Yep.
Right? They get through the tough work together.
Mm-hmm. And then place your burdens on him. So you're not trying to solve your own problems. You're not trying to carry the weight by yourself.
Right.
You're not trying to fight this battle. The battle belongs to?
The
battle belongs to the Lord.
And when he's yoked up with you, it's really the same as keeping your eyes on him.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same, which is why I guess he picked marriage as his relationship with his church, because that's the kind of relationship you have. We are one.
Yep. The two become
we're
one.
We're both in the yoke together. And so, you know.
Yes. He even says, Father, as you and I are one, he prays that he and his
and
human
church,
family
right.
and the church will,
be,
one.
Will be one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he helps you through it. He helps you pull that plow, trudge through the mud.
Yes.
Get
and he didn't promise us a cruise ship, but he did, you know, he promised us a battleship, but he's going to lead the charge.
Right.
He will lead the way. We can depend on him. Again, divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. So if we have the ability to surrender and to trust our cares and our burdens to the Lord, we know and we have faith that he will see us through it. He'll walk us through it. He's not always going to take the problems away. The problems don't get erased, but they become palatable. They become, you know, something
they
that you can
strength in the end because you overcome
yeah.
these things.
Mm-hmm.
And
God
builds.
Yeah, and he always works everything for our greater good. Mm-hmm. And this in these crosses that we receive in life, they're for our sanctification, right?
Yeah.
They are always for our sanctification. So that when we are at the hour of our death and Our Lady is interceding for us, we're in good hands. Like I said, you got that life jacket on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's helping you. That visual just helps me so much.
Yes. And we're always reminded that he's meek and humble of heart, even in this gospel. So he doesn't come as the all-powerful, almighty, you know, lightning bolt, going to strike you down dead. Mm-hmm. He comes in meekness and humility and love, and he meets us where we're at. So even if we're in a terrible time or we're in the mud up to our, you know, hips and we're really stuck, he'll meet us there.
He'll help us pull the plow.
He'll help us pull the plow, even
yeah.
if it's buried pretty deep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is. Sometimes that thing, the wheels of the wagon are stuck,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's going to help us.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he is good. Our God is a good God. He's Father, right? He is,
yeah, he's awesome.
He is amazing. He loves you tremendously. And call out to him. Rely on him.
So we talked about
meditate.
The, how these root sins take us to
the virtues.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
And their corresponding virtues,
mm-hmm.
which I had up a minute ago.
Yes. Because the deadly sins are the envy and the greed that we talked about that can come from coveting. And then the virtue, opposing virtue would be charity, chastity, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull them up. Say yes.
I'm trying to pull them out of the wrong. Yeah.
So sometimes I think when you experience the deadly sin, that's what builds the virtue on the other side.
Yeah. Right? Diligence, charity, chastity, diligence, humility.
It's pride balances humility, right? Brings you to humility. Envy, kindness. Instead of I wish I had their car, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
They have the car. So you're building your kindness.
Yeah.
Wrath teaches you patience. That's a big leap.
Yeah. That is a big leap.
It's some breathing exercises in between.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sloth. Diligence.
Diligence. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which would be those thought stopping techniques, changing those habits, right? Having the diligence to work through them.
Right.
Greed.
And sloth is just not getting up and getting going.
Well, it could be lazy in your bad habits. Sloth could be lazy in your bad habits.
Yeah. It's lazy in anything.
Yeah.
Being slow.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
The Blessed Mother got up and went when she heard Elizabeth.
That's right.
Was pregnant.
Amen.
She had no sloth. She moved.
Yep.
When she got a call.
Yeah. Right? Even in Jesus and the Divine Mercy, they show him one step forward in the resurrection on the shroud. It's when he's moving.
He's moving. And he's bringing us out of the darkness.
Into the light.
Into the light.
Yep. Woo-hoo!
Greed leads to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Gluttony leads to temperance.
Mm-hmm.
And lust to chastity.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So it's everything you have to practice. You have to practice
getting
from one side to the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. So put on your scapular. Get out your rosary.
Yep.
Daily mass.
Yes. Stay close to the sacraments.
Put everything in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm. And zip up that life jacket. You're going to be good to go.
And then practice. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you'll get through those commandments.
Yes. And we'll close with a prayer. Hail, flower of Carmel. Hail, fruitful vine. Hail, ever immaculate queen, in whom all virtues shine. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us. That's a beautiful ending prayer because it ended with the virtues.
Yes.
And we just went through the virtues.
We're always praying for all of you.
Yes. We love you.
In our
God
prayer.
Bless. And please don't forget to stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo. He is up next, signed, sealed, and delivered. He always has a beautiful show, a powerful show. All these shows are great. All these hours every week.
Yeah.
Frank
you're
is right.
You're used to just listening to one. Tune into a couple others and you'll be surprised.
They're fabulous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So thank you again for joining us. Stay safe out there.
Oh, and we wanted to say happy birthday to Kathleen yesterday.
Yes. Yes. Happy birthday.
Even though we said it yesterday. Belated.
Yes.
We still throw it out there one more time.
Yep.
Everybody loves a birthday week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, her mother used to tell her, you have a special birthday. You were born on the eve of Mount Carmel.
Yep. That was beautiful.
Yes. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kathleen. We love you. And we mean it. Yes.
And we'll see everybody same time, same channel next week.
Yes.
All right.
Over and out.
Amen.
Amen.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, yes, here I am, Lord.